My name is Keely Orgeman. I am the Seymour H. Knox Jr. Associate Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art.
Well, we're looking at a scene of a mother and child. That's the focus of this painting. And we believe that the woman in the painting is Pippin's mother, and that the little boy is perhaps Pippin himself receiving a bath from his mother. Pippin was one of the first self-taught African-American artists to receive significant recognition in his lifetime. This painting dates to 1945, which was just a year before his death. By the early 1940s, he had settled on two major themes that became his most popular. One was the theme of John Brown, and the other was domestic scenes from his childhood, which includes this painting, Saturday Night Bath. He's imagining himself at his childhood house in Goshen, New York. So he is thinking about this one-room house and all of the activities that took place there. You see in this painting a tiny toy locomotive that he seems to have left in the middle of the floor, perhaps when his mother called him for the bath. You also see a dog who seems eager to get his attention. You see little shoes that are being warmed underneath the pot-bellied stove, a kettle perhaps containing the water that was used for his bath. He seems to be recalling these details fondly. We're meant to imagine the sense of warmth, I think, that he would have felt in that moment himself, and really understand that this one room of the house was where all of the activities took place. Everything that happened in that household, from the cooking to the cleaning to the play, all happened right there in this space. At the top of the painting, you see a hole in the ceiling, and that appears to be a hole in the plaster exposing the corrugated tin that was used to construct the house. And in the left-hand corner of the room, you see curtains that appear to have been hand-sewn, and those curtains have holes in them. So in addition to showing all of these details that Pippin fondly recalled, he's also portraying some of the more realistic aspects of their existence in this house, that they were very poor and lived with these things that his mother probably made herself, including the rag rugs that you see on the floor and the curtains that are now torn in this scene.